KPOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Talk of Emporia here on KBOE. Ron Thomas and Aaron Harder will be hosting. It's kind of like the on-air chat, but we have such a special program to bring to you today. We needed both of us in here.
About as special as it gets, Ron.
I'll tell you what, we are going to be talking shoes. And you mentioned shoes around here. In this neck of the woods, you obviously think Brown Shoe Fit. And you think of Brown Shoe Fit, then you obviously think, oh my God, Jim Ayers has to be around here somewhere. Jim, good morning.
Thank you, Ron. It's an honor to be here with you and Aaron, and we're going to have to talk a little shoes, a little history, and the other Aaron, it's an honor to have him with me.
Yeah, indeed, Jim Ayers. Aaron Otto, current manager of Brown Shoe Fit. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here and honored as well, and just pretty stoked to talk to y'all about Browns and how we can honor Jim and his awesome career.
Well, yeah, and what a career it has been. And, boy, we go way back. Our partnership with Brown Shoe Fit, and specifically Jim, started decades ago.
38 years ago.
You know, on the radio here. And, you know, when we were broadcasting from the zoo back in the day, and we got hooked up with Jim. Let's get you a little closer. Pull that microphone a little closer there, Jim, okay. If you would.
Yeah, make I think sure. We started doing live commercials 38 years ago.
Yeah, that's how that's how the live spots really started back in the day, was with myself and Jim. So we talked a lot of Shoe Fair, didn't we?
We have, and it paid off. A lot of people came to the store because they heard us.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been great to know you through all these years, and you since retired. But what a rich history you know, you have here in Emporia. You've made quite an impact.
Same back at you.
You know, here locally with Brown Shoe Fit, a big part of this community, and continues to be a huge part of the Emporia community. So you have you've trained your man here well, Aaron Otto. Learned a little bit from Jim.
I tried to absorb all the knowledge I could from this guy. He is just spectacular. One of the most kind and genuine people I've ever come encounter with. So very honored to get to learn from him and carry on his traditions.
Yeah, pretty easy to learn from, I assume. If anybody ever went into Brown's when Jim was still working all those years ago, they got to know him as Mr. Customer Service. I still have yet to meet someone that had better customer service than Jim Ayers, and Aaron has met plenty of people in the customer service, and I'm sure he agrees.
100%.
I think I trained 14 managers through the years, and I told Aaron, I said, you're the only one I cried when they left.
But you knew he was coming back.
Yeah, I knew that. I had that picked. Aaron started to work for me, and he usually you have to go to two stores before you get your own store. You have to be an assistant manager in two stores. And I said, well, I've got enough pull. I think I can get you where you can just go with me. And he said, well, I don't want to do it that one way. I want to do it the way you did. So he went to Liberal, Kansas, and that's where I started. And I tell you, I think we worked for the two toughest managers ever in Brown Shoe Fit. I don't know how we got through it. I really don't, especially Aaron. Mine was tough, but his was.
I got to thank you and my wife, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I got to thank my wife. And, you know, that's one thing, a success of my career. My wife, Shirley, always stood behind me, and my children, Brandon, Shelley, and Jamie, they're always behind me. Because I worked a lot. I was usually down there 7 days a week and seen a lot of changes in the shoe business through the years. When I came to town, Newman's department store was downtown. Letwin's department store was downtown. We had three men's stores, four dress shops. Pretty soon I look up, that's all gone. But that was a history of retail. You know, when malls came in, it really hurt us.
Yeah.
And if you were good at customer service and stuff, you maintained your business. And we did. But I thought, I've got to do something different. And so I bought a boot truck, and I got 14 industrial accounts. That was hard work because you had to unload the boot truck onto these places, you know. A lot of times I did it by myself.
They also didn't have wheels on the sections at that point in the world?
No.
Pick up.
That's what's wrong with my back.
Ah.
But anyway, we we worked it that hard, and Aaron was around. I tried to get into Wolf Creek for like 20 years, and I finally did it, and it was a huge account for us. And we had all three pet food plants, Bungie, we had almost every industry in town. We worked at it, and it was really a huge success for us, and our work food business is still very strong. But a lot of stories behind those deals, too.
So let's go back. Let's venture back here, Jim. How did you get into the shoe business? How did this all start?
Well, Ron, I've always loved shoes. I said when I was a kid, I remember my brother, he came home and he was whining about having to wear these white buck shoes and band. And I said, I'll take those. And he said, well, what are you going to do with them? I said, you'll see. So I took him to the neighboring town, Anthony, Kansas, where I grew up in Oklahoma. And I told the shoe man, I said, I want those dyed the brightest red you can dye them. So he does it, and I go back, and they had red soles on them, too. And he said, Jimmy said, everybody in town wants those shoes. And I said, they can't have them. They're mine. And so and then when I got in college, I hung out at the shoe store a lot because the first present I ever bought my wife when we were dating was a pair of shoes at the shoe store I eventually owned part of and ran. And then me and my buddy, we used to cut our Bass Weegean loafers and make sandals out of them. So, I mean, the shoe business was just, I had seven new pairs of shoes when I was a freshman in college. And the kid that came to town to run Brown's as assistant manager, and I got to be good friends. And I said, well, I'm graduating from college. I need to find a job. And he said, well, why don't you get in the shoe business? And I said, I think I'll do that. And I guess it was just a natural for me. I started in 1973 in Liberal, Kansas, then moved 800 miles to Lufkin, Texas, and in the Piney Woods, a little different than Liberal. And I was down there a year, and I called the company, and I said, you know, everybody's brother-in-law and brother and everything is getting a store but me. And I said, if I don't have a store by the end of the year, I'm out of here, because I knew I could find a good job there in Lufkin. And he said, well, you can't talk to me that way. And I said, well, I've got the figures here of the store's increases I've been to. And he said, I guess that's the way it is. Well, in a year, I had a store. And I moved back to my college hometown and my wife's hometown. And it was a real good fit for us. We were store of the year the first year there.
And where's this at, Jim?
What's that?
Where's this at?
Where's your hometown?
In Alva, Oklahoma. And that's a town of about 6,000 people.
Alva?
Yeah.
Okay.
The store was 68th in the company out of 72. And I got it as high as 9th, and that's against towns like Fort Collins, Topeka, Kansas, College Station, Texas. And I felt pretty good about that.
Yeah.
And then when Bob was going to retire, Bob Lynn started this store in 1952. Him and Lavella came here in 1952, and their family, Jeff Lynn and Susan Johnson, they were all supportive of Bob, and he really did a good business. He was during the Wolf Creek boom. I call it the Wolf Creek boom. I came right after it was over. And, you know, we always had a strong competitor, Charlie, that ran Dryers, and his family were all strong shoe people. And most towns, I figured up the other day, there were 14 stores in the state of Kansas, and hardly any of them had two strong shoe stores. They usually just had one, and especially in the late 80s, early 90s, I battled Charlie a lot of years, and he was tough, but we did pretty good ourselves. And a lot of good memories. The people of Emporia and the surrounding communities were so supportive of us down there, and I think that really helped us with our business. We've seen a lot of booms in the shoe business. Probably the biggest couple of them I remember was SAS was our number one distributor for years. I remember they came to me when I was in Alva, Oklahoma. In the shoe business, three or four pair deep on a size is really deep. Well, you couldn't get these shoes for 3 months, and they sent the CEO down to me and said, you don't have enough inventory. And I said, well, this is going to be the hottest shoe that you've ever seen right here. And he said, well, keep that to about 24 to 36 pair size run. Well, when he left, I ordered 750 pair of them. And then about a month later, I ordered another 1,000 pair. And I told the guys in my cluster, I said, if I get in trouble on this, you got to help bail me out because you can draw shoes off of me because of your accounts. We had 1,750 pair of those shoes in a town of 6,000 people, and our business went like this because people would bring they'd bring in grocery lists with the sizes of shoes they wanted at schools and stuff like that. Well, I had 45 pair to a size.
What was the shoe?
It was the SAS Lattice, it was called. If they would have, if that manager, if that CEO would have walked back in that store, I know him well, I wouldn't have had a job. But I was a hero around Oklahoma at that time.
Didn't they think you were like backdooring them to other stores or something? They thought you were going against your contract?
Yeah, they thought I was shipping them to other accounts or non-accounts.
And you weren't. You were just selling lots of shoes.
So they sent one of the big managers from SAS down to check me out, and he walked in there and there was 1,700 pair in there. And then they tried to hire me.
Yes.
Had a good shoe career. I think one of my favorite things about the shoe business is back when I started, you could do makeup shoes. And what a makeup shoe was, you'd go in and there was this guy who was a legend in the shoe business. His name was Ace Brown, and he was tougher than heck. And I went into his room to buy shoes, and I said, I want this shoe made in 3 swatches of leather. I want orange, green, and yellow on the upper. I want a cork wrap bottom, and I want it from slims to wides. And Ace looked up. He had his glasses clear down on the end of his nose and sweating and was mad. And he said, I don't think we can do that, young man. And the owner of the company, he stepped up there and he said, Ace, I think that guy's got that young man's got a good idea. Ace says, I think he does too. But Ace introduced me to a lot of big people in the shoe business because he was legendary.
And he worked for Browns?
No, he was with he loaned the people the money to start that SAS shoe company.
Okay.
And he had his own handbag company. He was a legend, but tough to work with. But that's a few of the things. I'm going to let you guys talk and ask some questions.
So I'm guessing you treated him the Jim Ayers way, and, you know, if you make the bad ones good ones, everything's cake from there.
That's right.
Worked your way on him. I love it.
Yeah, I always told my kids, I said, you know, there was a lot of arrogant guys out on the road selling shoes, and I said, you know, even if you don't like that guy, you better treat him well, because the next time he comes by, he might have Uggs boots or he might have Crocs, you know, you better treat him right.
So when exactly did you get to Emporia then, Jim?
1987.
1987.
That's about when you came, wasn't it?
Just about, yeah. Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's what I thought.
Pretty much the same time.
Yeah. So I love this community, and, you know, our community's resilient. I was telling the guys a while ago, I remember when we had all those stores and things started closing up, and that's when I bought the boot truck, and it was a big success for us, and Aaron was a part of that. But let me let you guys talk.
So has Brown's always been in the same location?
No,
since
we
started here?
Where Commercial Street Diner is.
Okay.
That's where the first store was, and Revel McCall was down the street, and Dryers was down the street, and then there was a couple other shoe stores. But in about 1972, I was talking to Lavella yesterday. She said they moved across the street to the north side of where we're at, because Emporia State Bank used to be there on the corner, and then next door was a drugstore, and up above was the first high school in Emporia. That was a high school. People went to high school up there.
Above Graves?
Is that where the name high school came from, you know?
I believe it was above the drugstore just next to ESB or Emporia State Bank originally. And then there was JCPenney's next door.
That's right.
At one point.
Yeah.
And then the Graves drugstore building. So we're all still right there in those two buildings on the corner.
So I came through here in 1980. I was working for Browns, and Bob was hired me in Alva in 1973. And I stopped to see him and my friend Roger Suizo. So they were tearing out that wall between the stores, and so we made the store bigger, 50-foot front and 125 feet deep. And that was a real good thing. A girl I went to grade school with was running a dress shop there next door, and she became a lawyer here in town. So I had a lot of ties, I guess, and really enjoyed Emporia, and always enjoyed working with you guys when you came down to the store and with our promotions and stuff. Made my day.
So what led you here to Emporia? How did you get here?
I mean, like I said, Bob hired me in 1973. And
so he was going to retire at that point?
Yeah, he was going to retire. I asked him if I could run his store, and he said, I'd love you to. And Bob was, I remember when he hired me, they made me go to three different people. I didn't think I was going to get hired. I about started selling cars. And Bob came to town. He had this big old blue Buick, and he got out of the blue Buick, and he had a navy pinstripe suit with navy patent shoes with red piping on them. I thought, that's who I want to go to work for.
And this was down in Alva, right?
Yeah, it was in Alva.
Okay.
Yeah.
1973 is when you got hired by Bob. But yeah. Bob kind of went around, and he set up quite a few different stores.
A lot of stores.
He had lots of different things that he was working with. And at one point, Roger was a co-manager with Bob and Emporia. Correct?
That's right.
That's what I was thinking. And so Roger ran our store in Topeka for a long time as well. And you two are really good cohorts. I know when I first kind of started was in 2007, was around the same time as Roger was getting ready to retire. Was that in 2008 or 9, right?
Probably
around there?
Right in there.
And, I got to work with Roger a couple times up in Topeka at some of those, one of the different sales he had done. But
he's a good shoe man. That was a nice thing about getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. Two of my best friends were inducted with me. Roger Suizo, that ran the Topeka store and was here, a big part of this store for years. And a friend of mine named Glenn Slaughter ran the Fort Collins store, a real close friend of mine. And the three of us were inducted together. Brown's is 115 years old, and I'm proud of the fact that there's been 15 inductees, and the three of us are part of those 15. They don't induct a lot of people into it, but
no, they don't. And that I was really, really thrilled to hear that you were getting inducted, and very honored to get to ask to speak on your behalf at our annual meeting this year. And
you did an awesome job
presenting the award.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
First, we should probably take a break, Ron.
Yeah, right. Let's take a break. Our program, our Talk of Emporia, brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Try their famous chicken fried steak dinner served on special every Sunday, cooked to perfection and covered in mouth-watering home-style gravy. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, downtown Emporia. And by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever. Newman Regional Health.
Hi, my name is Jordan Willis, and I'm thrilled to be a part of Newman Regional Health in Kansas. Emporia is not only my new workplace, but my family and I are also excited to call it home. As an orthopedic surgeon with a focus on shoulders, elbows, and knees, I'm dedicated to providing top-notch orthopedic and sports medicine services to the community. Whether I'm on the sidelines at an ESU game, in the clinic, or in the operating room, my priority is to build strong relationships with my patients and offer compassionate care.
To schedule, please call Newman Regional Health, 343-2376.
Enjoy dining at what has been an Emporia favorite for more than 23 years. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. They've added a special for you to try on Sundays. It's their famous chicken fried steak dinner, cooked to perfection and covered in mouth-watering home-style gravy. It's served with homemade mashed potatoes and green beans. If you're bringing in a large group, call ahead and they'll save you a table. Chicken fried steak is served on special every Sunday at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue in downtown Emporia.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News Headlines.
Chuck Samples, KVOE News Headlines today brought to you by ESB Financial, banking on your time whenever you need it. Greenwood County authorities and other law enforcement agencies are still looking for a man now missing for well over 2 years. Brandon Shane Smith went missing from Elk County in early August of 2022. If you have information, you can call the Greenwood County, Elk County Sheriff's Offices, or the KBI. Information's at KVOE.com. Lillian Lingenfelter seeking another term on the USD 253 Board of Education filing yesterday. Also joining fellow incumbent Jamie Reaver on the ballot, Dr. Jennifer Thomas has not mentioned her election plans. And severe weather isn't in our immediate forecast picture, but the National Weather Service has its annual Storm Spotter training session tonight at Emporia State. Headlines brought to you today by ESB Financial, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Proud to be a part of Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day.
To all veterans of the United States of America.
14 KVOE, 96.9 FM.
America thanks you for your service.
Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
And welcome back to the Talk of Emporia, and it is a program that has a good fit. It's Brown Shoe Fit that we're talking about here today, and Jim Ayers, long-time runner of Brown Shoe Fit for decades, and a great, he's a Shoe Hall of Famer, Brown Shoe Fit Hall of Famer, and we want to get to that in just a minute. Also, Aaron Otto is with us. Aaron is... now the manager of Brown Shoe Fit, the corner of 6th and Commercial in downtown Emporia. And we touched Aaron Harder and Ron Thomas hosting here today with Jim and Aaron Otto. Touched on customer service, and boy, it's been second to none at Brown's, hasn't it? Pretty incredible. How do you guys remember all the shoe sizes too, Jim? How does that happen?
Let alone the people's names, all of their family members, their shoe size, if it's wide, if it's narrow, what shoe they would fit best in, what shoe size they'd fit best in the certain model that they're trying on, as well as all of their family members, as well as who came in 3 months ago thinking about a birthday gift for you, or you guys both have, in my family, have put it in a very kind way. Well, maybe you don't want to buy that right now because somebody in your family might have gotten it for you for a holiday. It's just amazing.
It is.
Your memory of your customers. Jim, would you attribute, I mean, a lot of that you have to attribute to yourself and your dedication to the job, but doing everything by hand and caring about the consumer, does that help get to know them a little bit better than pulling them up on a computer? And
that brings a deal to me. When I train people, Aaron, I always told them, I said, now when you get them set down in a chair, because that's the way you get the shoe on their foot, I said, you find out what their name is, what their families do, where they're from, what their dog's name is. And I said, you put that in your mind because the next time they come in, it'll help you key their name back up. And talking about customer service and shoe size, Aaron and I've got a friend here in town who wears about 17 or an 18. And I'm going to enlighten you a little bit. Aaron and I had this friend, and he was always kind of a preppy kind of guy. And I was leaving the store that day, and Big Bob was coming in, and I said, Nolan, whatever you do, don't piss Big Bob off. And he said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, he wears an 18, so don't say anything about it. So Nolan gets him sit down, and he says, because I told him, I said, his fist is as big as both of mine together. And he says, man, he said, what size do you wear? And he said, 18. And I told him, I said, don't try to measure his foot because it don't fit on the Brannick. And Big Bob, Aaron, and Nolan says, oh, my gosh, he said, I thought I had a big foot to Big Bob. Big Bob said, what size you wear, son? 14. He said, you're just a wuss.
Very true. And for Jim to tell somebody to not measure a foot is wild, because we were very encouraged, and we still do this as much as we can, encourage them to take a seat. We'll take their shoes off and measure their feet to get the right fit, because we believe in fit at Brown Shoe Fit.
So, that's right.
Yeah, being told to not even bother with it because it just won't fit.
It didn't make many points with me if you didn't get their shoe off and measure their foot. When I hired Aaron, I got to tell this story. Came down. I told his mother, I seen him one day, and he's been a friend of my daughter Jamie's for years. And I said, what's Aaron doing? Oh, he said, working down at that bar with your daughter and something else, and not going to school. And I said, well, you tell him to get his tail down here, and I'll hire him. So he came down, and the yuppie guy, Nolan, was there. And so Aaron and I went over to Bobby D's and had lunch. And when he came back, Nolan came back here and says, you going to hire that hairy guy? Because, you know, Aaron had his lamb chops going and stuff. And I said, well, yeah, I'm going to hire him. I said, you watch, he'll outsell you. And, of course, Aaron just took to it like, no more. And one day old Nolan came back and he threw his shoehorn on the counter and says, that damn guy can sell anything. But I knew Aaron would be a good salesman, and he's carrying on the tradition at Brown Shoe Fitch, which I'm very proud of. You know, some of the guys I trained, there's a couple here in town I'd like to mention.
Yeah,
I trained about 14 guys. These guys, I wanted to go into the program. Dan Johnson, he's been the head of Social Security out here for years.
Okay.
Proud of that. He worked for me in high school, and then he got out of the Air Force. He came back to work for me. And then Nick Roth that runs the John Deere outfit out here, he's the manager of the John Deere. I'm proud of him because he's worked his way up out there to run the place. And I had a lot of good young men that went on, and they're gone. They're out of town, so I won't mention them. Something I do want to mention, too, losing leaders like Steve Souter and Dale Davis, that really hurts because they've really been a big part of this community, and I remember a lot of the people with the police department. We've got a great police department, always have had. If you ever had troubles, they were the first over there to help you. You guys were talking to the Community Foundation this morning.
Yeah.
Some of those names brought up, Elvin Perkins, Bobby Agler, Steve Davis. Those guys, you know, we've always had a good group of people in this town, and I'm so proud of the young people. I always had kind of this vision of Emporia, and Jeremy starts the disc golf, and here we're the disc golf capital of the world. And the guys that started, the people that's promoted the bike race, we got a great young bunch of people in this town. A couple of them sitting right here. Ron and I, we're getting up there.
Yes.
Even though he was the best radio man, we got a couple of legends here.
Neither one of you look a day over 40, though.
Well.
What about you? You're a salesman, aren't you?
You're over 40, so.
But I've always said that Emporia, you know, I can remember in the 80s when the malls hit, you know, we're on the three best highways out of the state there is, and attrition runs pretty high, and if you don't give good customer service and stuff, it's going to hurt you. And but Emporia people were good to support us when we'd have promotions. They come out of the woodwork and support us, and they did all year long, and if you brought the right product and the right service, you survive. But I just think that Emporia's got a lot of resilience. And here we've had a couple of stumbles here lately, but we'll put it together.
So, you know, you've been involved downtown with Main Street, the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. And so how important is it to be involved in the community, Jim, outside of what you do selling shoes?
Well, the chamber manager back in the 80s sent me to Peabody, Kansas to recruit Main Street. So I went over there and we recruited them, and they came to town. And we've had a lot of good Main Street managers. Casey's doing a great job now. Yeah. We've had several other good ones, Mary and Dwayne, and we've had a string of good managers, and Susan. But I served on the chamber board for two different times, and I like that because they always promoted Emporia.
Yeah.
And seen a lot of things that we could do to improve Emporia.
You pass that along to Aaron, too, because he's serving on the Main Street board.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'll carry right with that. It's one of those things where we need to make sure that we promote our community, not just, you know, the Emporia, but the surrounding area as well, just to help maintain and sustain, to make it to where we get to continue forward. I've just witnessed how you led the business by involving yourself in Main Street Chamber, but also going to the premium sales for 4-H to keep ourselves integrated in and give back to the community, buying tickets to the biscuits and gravy feeds, the pancakes, breakfasts, things like that. And he wouldn't just buy a ticket for him and his family. He would buy a ticket for everybody that was working in the store and say, here's breakfast on me. Go to this community event. And, I mean, we're excited about that. I mean, heck yeah, a meal. And, you know, when you look at it, we partner up on those kind of things to really help the community as a whole instead of just taking and never giving back, because we want to be in this for the community.
Yeah, and Aaron mentioned the outlying communities. I can remember having a lot of friends in Chase County, Greenwood County, over towards Redding, just all the communities, Lebo. Those communities were great to help us survive. and I always wanted to thank them too. And when I was in those towns, I would try to drop into their businesses and do businesses and, you know, do business with them, because they helped support us in a big way. And that was just part of my belief, is to give back, you know.
You didn't stop at just our community, though, either, Jim. I remember working with you and helping run the store when you said, hey, I need to go to these surrounding Browns, collect donations to take to Greensburg. All these people had all of their houses completely taken away. They are shoeless. We are gathering up shoes and taking them to them. And how many hundreds of pairs did you gather that day? Did
I
you guys ever keep
over 300 pairs.
It was just substantial, and it just struck me in my heart cord where it's – that's amazing, because you're going and helping out in a time of need.
That reminds me, when Crocs hit, we were all over it, and I was on the board of directors with Brown Shoe Fit, and you couldn't get Crocs for a long time because they were – and we were – Brown Shoe Fit was the largest Crocs dealer in the United States, which I was proud of, and we decided at the board that we needed 380,000-pair shipments. So we called Crocs and told them what we wanted, and they said, well, we can't do that. And we said, well, why can't you? And they said, well, if you don't pay us, we're broke. So we got a letter of credit from the bank, and we brought those. We had to rent this huge barn up in Iowa to put them in. And mice don't like Crocs because they kind of stink, you know, and because they have that odor of plastic, you know. But we had 380,000 pair of shipments, and I remember the Colorado boys were on them first, and they got double shipped of 2 9,000 pair shipments. Well, our cluster here in Kansas, we wanted that other 9,000 pairs, so we said, don't send them back. We want them. And so I went to Topeka, and we cut holes in these boxes. They were as high as this ceiling, the whole front of that center where Brown's is. And we'd cut holes and pull the shoes out of there. I brought 3,000 pair home that day. And then the Brown's truck showed up, and it had bubblegum pink and purple and green and every color you could think of. So we went over there and got a whole bunch of those shoes. And I know I was leaving for Nova Scotia on vacation the next day. They sold 75 pairs of Crocs that Saturday.
Ouch.
And we had them lined from the front of the store to the back of the store. You couldn't even hardly walk in there. But those were fun times.
Did you wish you would have realized that you could have made charms to put on Crocs at that point?
There's several things of looking back, like, man, that would have been a heck of a great idea. Because, the charms on the Crocs would have been a great one. Now they even have little things you can hang off the back, like, I think I've even seen snow plows you can put onto your Crocs now online. It's just like, goodness gracious, some of those things.
So were Crocs like the hottest selling shoe you've ever had? I mean,
I think so. Pair-wise, there were some other big trends. When Uggs got hot, you couldn't hardly get an account with them. And the CEO said, I want you guys to open an account. And I said, you know how hard it is to get an account with them? And he said, I know, it's hard. And so I called this salesman of ours, and he said, well, what's your name? And I said, my name is Jim Ayers. And he said, I'll take care of you. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, when I was a young person starting out in Dallas, Texas, you used to come in and buy a ton of shoes from me, and I've never forgot that. And he said, if we have cancellations, credit problems, or anything, you will get the first shot at all those boots. We had boots stacked
crazy
this high from the front of the store to the back. We had Uggs. I don't care if you wore a size 5 or a size 11, we had them. And he took care of me. So it always pays good. It always pays to be good to your people in the industry. Because that guy took care of me. He told me he would, and he did. We had boots when my daughter was working in a store in Kansas City, and she couldn't get boots for people. She said, well, go down and see my dad in Emporia. He's got them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
Yes. Hey Dudes were hot for a while, too, weren't they? I mean,
huge.
Still are, aren't they?
They're still a pretty big thing. There again, the rep who got a lot of our Browns into those was a rep for a different company, left them, and was like, hey, I remember that you guys were kind to me in the past, even though you didn't like maybe what I had that time, you still treated me like a person. And he's like, since you guys have been kind, I'm going to be kind. And we were first there again in the area with a ton of selection and styles and colors. I don't know if it was as big as the Croc situation, but during the time of the pandemic when you couldn't get shoes, it sure seemed like it, because
it was pretty wild. It was pretty close. That guy, I think I had him as sales rep with Doc Martin, didn't I?
You did, John Thomas.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Doc Martin's,
that was
they were
big craze, yep.
we rode that one, and there was a lot of, you know, and it's funny how some of those companies do. I mean, we were a huge, huge Nike account. I remember when I went back to Alva, that was my home college town. This kid that I knew, he was a lawyer, he decided he was going to open an athletic store. So I got on the phone and ordered 500 pairs of Nikes. Well, he never got off the ground because he didn't have Nikes. But it's a little strange because some of them companies, you put them on the map and then they forget you, you know. That irritated me a lot.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
Those are usually the big ones, though.
What's that?
Those are usually the big companies.
Yeah.
A lot of times they get into a situation where they lose connection from their customer base, and Nike's done that recently over the years. Doc Martin's done that. There's countless different companies where they don't recognize Browns as what it is, and they think of us as a small mom-and-pop retailer, not realizing that we try to encapsulate the entirety of the footwear industry, whether it be work boots, flip-flops, kid shoes, you know, structure for getting out of plantar fasciitis pain. We try to cater to all of it, not just one thing. And that's the beauty of Browns, is every town is independently owned and operated, where I'm a partner here, Jim's a partner here. We can cater to Emporia. We carry way different things than what they do in Topeka, Lawrence, Manhattan. We may carry some of the same things, but we also carry a variety of different things. We have a lot of blue-collar jobs here where we sell a ton of work boots. And if you go to our store, per se, in Lawrence, there's not a work boot in that place because it's not the same culture or customer shopping with them.
Well, and I think what makes you guys unique is you not only – cater to the community that you're in, but you cater to each customer. Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
I used to wear a different brand of dress shoes, and then Aaron said one day, "Hey, I think Echo's going to be your favorite fit." Well, sure enough, it's been Echo's ever since.
And you put those on, you can't buy anything else.
I know. And then same.
That's what I've got on right now.
Yeah, same thing with traditional tennis shoes or quote-unquote flip-flops or sandals or slides or outdoor hiking wear. It's even if it's not a big brand that you carry, you guys know the person and the type of shoe that they like or the type of shoe that their foot likes, and you'll even order something. Well, I'm pretty sure. Let me call the store over in Hayes or wherever. Let me call the store in Fort Collins, and I'll see if they got a pair. It'll be here on Thursday.
I think when you talk Brown Shoe Fit in the Midwest, we are the shoe people. I mean, we were in almost every town in Kansas. We didn't used to go to the big towns like Kansas City and Wichita, but they're starting to go there now. They're doing the river towns up in Iowa, and it's hugely successful. But when you think Brown Shoe Fit, this company started in 1911, and Mr. Brown, he used to load his trunk up with farm boots and go out to the farmers and sell them right on the farm. And that's the kind of guy he was. And then pretty soon he thought, you don't need to take some of these young guys that are friends or that sell for me and make them partners. And then he started buying stores, and we ended up having stores in 14 states and most towns that were viable towns, you know.
So how big is the Brown Shoe Fit network now as far as stores go?
We're sitting in about 75 stores right now. Here in the very near future, we've got some exciting things that have taken some time to progress. We're going to start an entire company-wide e-commerce site where if you live in between, you know, a couple towns that Browns are in, it would ship from whichever Browns is closest to you or from our corporate office. To get us into the 21st century of selling shoes online, if that's the way the customer wants to go for it. However, we strongly encourage still to come into our store, take a seat, measure your feet, talk about the day's events, you know, see what's going on. We also have a lot of different stores opening up in those larger communities because we found a lot of folks are not having the level of service they desire in those communities. And we aren't going to go into we're not going to get into the largest towns. We're going to go to the suburb where you can park and not have to, you know, walk half a mile to get into a place. So we have some really great opportunities coming up in the future. I love the company's idea of perpetuating. And that's where Jim said he hired and trained several, you know, 14 different folks. Well, he hired and trained way, way more than that on the aspect of part-timers, full-timers. When you hired a college kid like myself, who I was going to class, I was just bored. There's a difference.
So, I see. Sorry.
No problem. But, you know, it's amazing how he was able to take what he loved to do, and that was selling shoes at Brown Shoe Fit, but it was so much more of encouraging people to be their best self, making sure that they are treating others as they should be treated and how they'd want to treat themselves. But making sure that, you know, we had a lot of different life lessons of things that weren't even pertaining to shoes. How I should, you know, treat my my significant other. How I should be respectful to my family and different things along that nature that really help build character, not just help you sell shoes. And that's becoming a better person is what I really got out of working with Jim.
This online thing that Aaron's talking about, this kid that's running, his name's Mark Toms, and I was one of the stores neighboring stores, and he was working in there, and he was on playing basketball. I think he might have been playing for Washburn. I said, well, you need to get into Brown Shoe Fit. And he's always said that I'm the reason he's with Brown Shoe Fit, and he's heading up this deal, and it's a huge thing. I mean, we're going to have ability to go directly to factories and have them ship the shoes for us, and they'll charge us the cost of the shoes and the freight. And he's setting all this up, and I'm really proud of him. But he always said he was with Browns because of me, and that always made me feel good. And he's the one that's heading this deal up. And our office, we had a kind of a disaster happen to our company corporate office warehouse. It was a huge warehouse, and it collapsed because of snow up in Iowa. Well, we were going to do this online thing. We needed a bigger facility, so we moved to Des Moines here just recently. And our facility there is wonderful. It's wonderful. Okay. But it has it's just a really nice warehouse, and they're shipping great. And I'm just so proud of the young guys that are with Brown Shoe Fit and what they're doing.
It went from, I think, 8 different buildings in Shenandoah, where we had different offices and things scattered throughout the town. When we moved to our spot in Des Moines, it is all under one roof now. So we can have training facilities. We can have our warehouse, our shop that does refitting on different parts of the store, shelving, things along that nature, all of our accounting services, everything under one roof. And that is really going to help perpetuate us into the future, because taking somebody from a town like Kansas City and taking them to a very rural community and tell them you're going to run a XYZ million-dollar store, that's kind of hard to believe, because it's like, where? How's that going to work?
Yeah, so how does that happen?
Huh? Getting them into a more a spot where you get the reality of what Browns is and how it all is tied together. So,
all right, we're with Jim Ayers, longtime manager, of course, still owner of Brown Shoe Fit. Aaron Otto, of course, he is the current manager of Brown Shoe Fit, and you have some ownership too?
I sure do, and I'm very thankful for it.
And in this store right here, we're thankful that you both have done what you've done and continue to do. And we want to talk more specifically about Jim and the Browns Hall of Fame induction evening, and how that all started, what led up to that, and how that all transpired. Where exactly did that take place?
Well, the general office started it several years ago, and people I've known that's got, you know, been in these awards are past CEOs and managers that have. It's been real good. I'll let Aaron talk about some of the awards and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to let's go ahead and take our second break, be back, and talk about the Brown Shoe Fit Hall of Fame. And Jim Ayers here on the Talk of Emporia, KVOE. We're live and local.
Enjoy dining at what has been an Emporia favorite for more than 23 years. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. They've added a special for you to try on Sundays. It's their famous chicken fried steak dinner. Cooked to perfection and covered in mouth-watering home-style gravy, it's served with homemade mashed potatoes and green beans. If you're bringing in a large group, call ahead and they'll save you a table. Chicken fried steak is served on special every Sunday at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue in downtown Emporia.
At Newman Regional Health, Dr. DeShayla Castile, Dr. Christina Faulkner, and our dedicated OBGYN team are here to support women's health in the greater Emporia community. With years of experience, they're here to support you through every stage of life. From routine checkups to family planning and beyond, your health is our priority. Schedule your appointment today and experience compassionate, comprehensive care tailored just for you by calling 620-343-2376. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senator Mark Warner calling on Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to resign following that text chat between Hegseth and top cabinet members on a non-government app called Signal that also mistakenly included a journalist. At the hearing today, Senate lawmakers grilling top intel leaders also on that text chain.
Jeffrey Goldberg says, you know, they may not call it war plans, but what Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth shared the morning of the strikes on the Houthi targets in Yemen were minute-by-minute details of what they were going to do. That was a big part of what he was included and what he was able to see on this Signal chat.
ABC's Karen Travers, the White House is downplaying the seriousness of the accidental chat. Following the sudden death of former New York Yankees Brett Gardner's teen son during a family vacation in Costa Rica, the government says a preliminary report shows that Miller Gardner died from a foodborne illness, and consumer confidence dropping sharply this month due to uncertainty. This is ABC News.
Celebrate March Madness all month long. From the first four to the championship game, coverage of the NCAA tournament can be heard on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Basketball.
Do you have a winning bracket? Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
And welcome back to the Talk of Emporia, brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health. Ron Thomas hosting. Aaron Harder had to run, but we still got a few minutes left, and we're talking shoes. We're talking Brown Shoe Fit, and we're very pleased to have in studio with us today Jim Ayers, longtime owner and manager of Brown Shoe Fit Company, and Aaron Otto, the current manager of Brown's at the corner of 6th and Commercial. Rich history here in this community and across the Midwest, too, and Brown Shoe Fit's with their headquarters now in Des Moines. Jim recently inducted into the Brown Shoe Fit Hall of Fame. And Aaron Otto, how did all this transpire? How did this all work?
Well, I got a text from one of the folks in the office there. Oh, I want to say it was in December. And they were starting to kind of figure out that they wanted to get Jim inducted into the Hall of Fame. And they wanted a little help on getting in touch with his family to possibly have all of his family attend as well. And just like anything, Jim's got his thumb on the pulse of about all of it. So that was a little tricky to get that going. So I did what I knew best, and I called Jim's daughter, Jamie, and I said, hey, we need to figure this out. You cannot let him know, but we need to figure out how we can get you guys all up there. And she did wonders with it. And I knew that he was getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, but I wasn't contacted until probably early January when our president and CEO, Cammie, she called and said, hey, can you have a little chat for a little while? And I said, sure. She said, I'd like you to write up a speech for Jim's induction into the Hall of Fame, and would that be something you could do? And I said, I would be honored. And so my wife and I as a team, because she is spectacular and is one of the best backers you can have, it's not just a one-person show. It is a family event. And so she and I went through some of the different things that we could remember from her and I's training with Jim, moving and getting back and forth. And so we came up with a lot of different great things and about Jim that I gave a speech over, talking about how he had inspired a lot of different folks throughout the community, not just managers with Browns, but also helping his whole family evolve and us evolve and taking great care of his team, you know. But some of the little different points that I like to bring up are some little known facts about Jim. Jim is actually one of two people in the company's 114-year history that has won Store of the Year in two different stores. So he won Store of the Year in Alva, Oklahoma, and he also won Store of the Year in Emporia, Kansas. And that has only happened twice in the lineage of Brown Shoe Fit. So that is phenomenal.
That's like winning the Super Bowl with two different teams, isn't it? Right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's just been amazing to work with Jim over the years. He's had so many different lifetime achievements of just great things. He's been inducted into the Hall of Fame now with Brown Shoe Fit. But before that, they had a Lifetime Achievement Award, and he was the very first recipient of this, and it's called the Cornerstone. And the reason they wanted to call it the Cornerstone is a cornerstone of a building block of Brown Shoe Fit. So if we took away that cornerstone, we would not be as stable. And that's where Jim is a rock for this community, a rock for Brown Shoe Fit, and a Hall of Fame inductee. And, you know, that's just phenomenal, being one of 15 of the folks that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame over the last 115 years. And to do it this year, I just think it was great, awesome honor, and just feel blessed to have him in my world.
Thank you.
So, Jim, you did not realize that you were going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. This was a total surprise you were in Des Moines?
Total surprise. And I got there, and I walked into this big building, and there's all the managers and the management team from the office. And our manager, our CEO, is a lady, and she's just a really nice person. And somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and I turned around, and my daughter, Shelley, has the same smile as Cammie does. And I said, Cammie. She said, Dad, it's me, Shelley. And I looked around. I seen Jamie, and then I seen Brandon. They're all good salespeople, wonderful salespeople. And I don't know where they got that at. But anyway, I thought, what's going on here? And then I looked over, and there was my best friend, Roger, and his family was there. And I thought, something's up. And then Cammie got up and said that we'd been inducted into the Hall of Fame, Roger and I and Glenn, our friend Glenn up in Fort Collins. And then Aaron got up there and gave his spiel, and it was a very nice speech that he gave. And I just want to thank everybody in Emporia and Emporia area for the support of Brown Shoe Fit, for both Aaron and I. I wouldn't have received those awards if it wasn't for those people that was good to us. And Ron, I've always enjoyed working with you and your friendship and Aaron. And just about to get emotional.
Well, but we've had a long relationship.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Well, and it's continuing because Jamie's also doing in some of the call-ins for the radio for Mark, too.
She's got a little of that Jim Ayers flair.
Yeah.
In fact, she follows Aaron on the air.
Yeah, so. She loves it.
She does a heck of a job.
She loves it.
You know, it's just being able to honor Jim is phenomenal. Him and his family have just been nothing but great to work with and be around over the years. You know, Jim has always had a smile on his face. And if you ever think about it, if you ever look at Jim and he's not smiling, something's wrong. I've only seen that once or twice, and we don't want to have that happen anymore. But, you know, it's the legacy of the man, the myth, the legend of James G. Ayers is just amazing. So couldn't be more honored to help honor his memory and all of his stories and all of his, you know, it's just legend. Wait for it. Dairy. Jim Ayers.
Well, and you've touched a lot of lives.
Thank
you've touched a lot of feet here too, Jim, you know, and this community.
Yeah.
And boy, you've made so many great relationships, and you've been such a big part of the Emporia area here. I can't say enough about you. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame induction. Well warranted, you know, and your legacy is being carried on in fine form by your friend Aaron Otto here.
Yes, so. He is.
You guys are too kind.
One thing I always tried to teach my help, I said, you know, learn what you can from me because I'm going to learn from you. But anything you don't like that I do, don't take that with you. But I always tried to be positive and always tried to have positive phrases for the guys and teach them salesmanship and stuff like that. And I had some good ones through the years.
You always kept a positive atmosphere, positive vibe. You know, and that's what I loved about it is, you know, maybe somebody did have a bad situation happen, but you buck it over and move on and, you know, take life on with a smile.
Well, the positive vibes are still coming from Brown Shoe Fit, and you know, we appreciate our relationship, not only business-wise, but as a friend, Jim. And
thank you, Ron. I feel the same about you, bud, and Aaron, and both Aarons. We've got a good team, and I want to thank my family and all the kids that's worked through for me through the years, and I want to thank the Emporia community especially, and the Emporia community leaders. We've had some darn good ones.
So, but before we go, I mean, we're just coming off our latest, I think the 31st annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. Did you have something to do with the start of the St. Patrick's Day Parade here in Emporia, Jim?
Do you remember the three men and a dog?
There we go. Something, yeah. Tell us about that quickly here.
Well, Jim Brady and I can't remember if the third person was Jim Polly or Scotty over at the convenience store, but they decided that we needed to have a St. Patrick's Parade. So we were going to gather down on about the 400 block and march down the street. Now, the police came over and was going to arrest us. Well, I've got a little bit of a political side, too. So I got up there to the policeman. I said, sir, we're not going to cause any trouble. We're going to walk down the side of the street here, and we're going to recruit people to go with us as we go down the street. We'll walk in and recruit them to walk with us. Well, the next year, the St. Patty's Day Committee formed and started that wonderful deal of, you know, supporting different things and earning money. My daughter's been a big part of that for years and years, and I'm proud of that. But a couple of years ago, they had an honor, and me and Jim Brady, Jim Polly, he passed away years ago, but they had us in this convertible, and we had a stuffed dog. I think I took the stuffed dog from Browns, put it in the Mustang convertible.
Oh, goodness.
And Frank Lowry was driving the car, so that made my day because Frank's a friend of mine.
Well, yeah, so there's a little history for you right there at the beginning of the St. Patrick's Day, which had their, I think, 31st annual parade here this year. And they have raised, oh, my goodness, hundreds of thousands of dollars for
And we didn't get arrested.
Well, Jim, thanks for coming up. It's good
Thank
to see you, my
all.
Friend.
Thank you.
Aaron, thanks, buddy.
Hey, thank you all. Thank the everybody out there in KV listening land as well. And, stay safe, stay healthy out there.
Indeed do that. So Arenado, Jim Ayers, Brown Shoe Fit Company, our guests on the Talk of Emporia today, brought to you by Newman Regional Health, quality health care close to home, Newman Regional Health, and by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Try their famous chicken fried steak dinner served on special every Sunday, cooked to perfection and covered in mouth-watering home-style gravy. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, downtown Emporia. Talk of Emporia returns on Friday here at KVOE Live and Local. KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.